go back to the Shabbos. So the last by Shabbos, Mishnah that by Gimel of an Aleph Shabbos brings him down. The first 11, Mishnah says, Zoya Chosh onwards is the Seder of Pasch. The next 13 is the Seder of the Seder of Wall to the Reis. The first one of that Seder is called Goizes Shearing, to roast an animal has wool upon it and take a kli and take it off. So the Malacha Dereisa is to do with the kli of shearing. One of the talmuds are being done is Toilish, is plucking, doing it the yad. Goizes is usually with the kli, and Toilish is with the hand. So the fashion again, the case where it was the Mishkan was when you wanted to shear off the wool for the Reis, and therefore, together, according to Tosfos and that Sadekdal and Alpha Blocko, Shahin Tsikhuhuli or Tsikhuhuli, had to be the getter that was in the Mishkan that way. Therefore, if in the Mishkan the Mahalat of Blocko was for the wool, let's say when you do guys, it's always two things. There's the guf, the behemoth itself, and then there's the hair that comes out of the behemoth. Two separate things. Let's say you disconnect the hair from the behemoth and you do not want the hair. You only want the animal to look nicer, or you want the or to be used, but you're not doing it for the Cyrus. Says Tosfos, his getter is, as a case of Mokal Shein Tzrichel Gufay, because again the Mishkan was for the wool, and the Mishkan was not a case for the behemoth itself. Therefore, there's a Mishnah that's our Zalal base, the Mishnah over there says that a person did he removed his tiponayos, his nails, or he disconnected his sari, his hair, or spotlight, mustache, or his zokin from his beard. The Mishnah over there says, and we'll cool down agree that with the kli yachayev, the kli yachayev. That place is the nicer way to chayev the kli, when you come to cut your own hair or your beard, come to make yourself look nicer. You're not coming to use the hair. So place is the next time, that's a Yehuda Shito. Yehuda holds Mlocha She'ein Tzrichel Guf V'Yechayev, the coin to Shimon, and we pass him like a Shimon, like Goy Rishayim, that he'll hold, such a case will be Potter Avalos De'Apon, the case of Mlocha She'ein Tzrichel Guf V'Yechayev, will be Potter Avaloser. The problem is, the Mechavir Sinim Shimen in Tefalos, when he talks about the Lach of Glazes, the Tefalos is the base. Over there, he starts with saying, when a person disconnects Sarai, it's here, or it's Parnav, or his nails, the Lach is Yechayev. The passion is, why does the person take off his nails? For to make himself look nicer. Why take off your hair? To make yourself look nicer. According to Tayyip, it says, Malachah She'in Tzrich L'Gufay. The Mechaber, not always passing like of Shimon, Malachah She'in Tzrich L'Gufay is Pater. Even though sometimes he brings out the Behuda, the Rambam, she can hold Yechayim, he seems to be choishish for the Rambam, but Allah Lamaisa did not ask him like the Rambam and the Behuda, and of course, be a case of Pater. So why does the Mechaber say, when you disconnect your nails and take off your hair, Yechayim, of course, be Pater. As a fact, there's a Caleb on the Mechaber. One text of the Mogadvah, and the Kovan Sambal says, the Gemara, Echami, you have to be there. The guy wanted his hair for the sake of the hair. You wanted, she's cutting off, let's say, your hair to make a shekel out of it. You're taking over the hair to make it into a pillow. Echami, what the Pshat the Mechaber is, that you want to use the hair, then why use the nails? If not, there should be a potter, why say Echayim? So this is the Mahalat of the Mogadvah, that goes in the Shat. What goes in the Mahalat, that again, in case you want to hear Echayim, in case you did not want to hear your father all also. The Mishrur of Yalot of the Gnan is one around, he says it's a Chiddush, Ashman Khalid is a Chiddush, the session should think, but he has another cash upon it. If he goes with a different Malach, Mishrur of the Gnan is the Rivash, and Shuvah, and Simon, and Shin, Sarag Dalit, and he says the case of the Mishkan was not like Toysis. The words of the Rivash are the Yalot of the Gnan, the Gaziza, Chayt of the Mishkan, Shloyletzer at Semer of the Sar. The case of the Mishkan where he took off the, where he did Gaziza, was not for the wool, it was not for the ears. What was the fourth Mishkan? Rats and Sarah for Ur. Comes along with Rivash and Oxen places. The case the Mishkan was only for the Ur, only for the skin. He got it, there was a case, but Ur is at the Choshim. We want to make the Choshim into the covering roof of the Mishkan, the Ur as a pant of the covering. So there they want to take off the wool not want to there, you want to have just the skin. So comes along with Rivash and Oxen places. Where was it in the Mishkan? Places like where was the Mishkan, the wool was the Mishkan. Therefore, if you want to put the R, it's Mokosh and Tzrichel Gufay. The Rivash is for Kert. The case it was in the Mishkan is when you want it for the R, that would be Mokosh and Tzrichel Gufay. And if you want for the Sar, that would be Mokosh and Tzrichel Gufay Potter. The Alokha brings down this Rivash and it says the Pshat Mechaber, why a person he cuts his hair to make himself look like Yechayev, because he stabs himself, that's the case of the Mishkan, Mokosh and Tzrichel Gufay. And goes on the Alokha, who is right to this Malach. He says, Nuwis Rishonim, what Rishonim wants to bring down is the Ramban. The Ramban says, Shita Harif is Mlocha She'ein Tzrichel Gufay, you are Potter. Yet the Rif goes on and brings down the Sugya of Tiponim, of cutting off your nails, and he seems to say, Yechayiv, Maisa Wa Yechayiv, I is not the Tzarech of the nails, only the Tzarech of the Guf.
We see that the Ramban holds that Lopash and Tirul Gufa, you're potter yet when the first the Gufa of the person, that will be the case of Gufa, will be the case of Tirul Gufa. So far, because we have two main cheetahs right now, one cheetah is, the is for the hearer, that Tosfos, that's how the Goyim seems to learn from the Moharav Rav. A second cheetah is the Bialacha of Numash Hashoinu, but again, the Goyim is, you want it for the Or, or for the Behemoth, or for the person, to think where it's coming from. That's the Yitzhakash of the Bialacha, you missed that in Ramban. You're being right for the Ramban cheetah, he holds like the Yivosh, the Ramban is before, and Shabbat has to fall from an Aleph. The bottom of this says, Eichlami, when you take off the goyzes from the hair, from an animal, you chay for it. It's not the case of Lachash in Tzichul Gufay. The goes on explaining why. He says the Lach of goyzes is not you want the hair, and not you're trying to make the animal better, or they are better. It's neither one. The Maitha of goyzes, Maitha Ashrata, disconnecting. Disconnecting the hair from the animal, it's a separation. The Lach is separation. Therefore, let's say you want the, it's a ta'elis for the hair, you want the hair, you chay for Tzichul Gufay. If you have a ta'elis in the or, it's chayla tzichul gufoy. If you have a ta'elis in either side, side the or, side the here, since the lock that fraud is separating it, and part of fraud, you have to have two sides, whether either one you want to be chayla for it. Again, the Yivosh says that's me, you want the or. Taisa says that's me, you want the here. The Bas says either one you want to be chayla for it. That'll be getting tzichul gufoy. The mic, the getter is, in the fraud is separating one from another. Either one you want to be chayla for it. The Farshim do want to say that really it depends upon the Machlokes, what the getter of Lacha Tzichul Gufay is. According to Tosfos, the getter is totally upon what the getter of the Mishkan was. That's Tosfos and the Mivash. The Mivash says the getter of the Mishkan was Arv. The Arv. Tosfos says the getter of the Mishkan was Saris. Saris. Yet the Ramban goes to Rashi Shito, the Lacha Tzichul Gufay is not how it was in the Mishkan. The Lacha Tzichul Gufay is the part of the Atom from the Gufa Dover. We spoke a couple of weeks ago that the Shita's Rashi is, the Ramban Shita is, that when you have a positive thing coming out from the Malacha, then you chay for it. So here, the Malacha is separating it. The positive outcome is whether for the Sarah, or the positive outcome is whether for the Or, then you chay for it on Shabbos. So again, this means to a Sikkum of this Chelek is again, what is the Malacha of Goyzes? Three different Shitas. But the Malacha of Numa Shoshan and Tanya, the Goyzes is that you want it for the Or, the Abbekin Shikhul Gufa, you want it for the Or, Ain Shikhul Gufa, the Father. Place the Shitas. That the Moharav Shachol, the other way you want it for that. Sar, please Tzichul Gufay, and the Rabban, and the Rabban, and others seem to say either one be case of Tzichul Gufay. However, everyone agrees. Let's say you don't want it for the hair, and you don't want it for the goof of the person. You want it for neither one, and it cannot be the case of Lachol Shein Tzichul Gufay. Be part of a lottery. That we want to get rid of it, not to miyap yourself. Just doesn't belong here. It cannot be that the Kuliyam will be case of Lachol Shein Tzichul Gufay. Now, to understand the Gender of Grazes, start for the Kashu, the Farshim Isk, person of the Bris, the Smil on Shabbos, so we have Pasuk to be Matur, the Isser, Kumar, the Sokin to be Matur, the 8th day to do a Bris on Shabbos. What Isser are you doing on Shabbos when you do a Bris Mila? Are you even Isser of Grazes? Are you even sharing and disconnecting the Orla from the Guf of a person? So it says the Shittim of Gubetis and Ksubis, Afayim and Beis, are you even Isser the Isser of Grazes? Machlo Shekel seems to go this way, because Chilos brings down the Shittim of Kabetis, you're even Isra of Grazes. Zach Numa Sachronim, how can you say such a thing? The Gemara of Kuvop of Manalo of Shabbos says that why, the Gemara is Kasher, why do you apostic by Milo to be done on Shabbos? What Isra you're being even on Shabbos? You're not even any Isra. Why is it Kasher? The Gemara says, and if not, we come to Yechidish. Bethem all over on Shabbos, Kilkul Yipotter. Kilkul Yoyz Potter. Except Kilkul Bakapuro, and we also can assume that they know all. Kilkul Bakapuro Yechayim. Why? We're not from Milo. Now, if you're even Isra of Goyzes, we need a Potter come and tell you that you're not even Isra of Goyzes on Shabbos. From here, what right does Gemara have to say that Kilkul Bakapuro Yechayim, we're not from Milo? Condition to come and make a bet. You're even Isra of Goyzes. So see, Lechura, that Milo, this Milo, not even Isra of Goyzes on Shabbos. As I fact, Milo is not going to. So there are numerous Jerusalem to go with, two Jerusalem points to go with their miles. I seem to understand it. One malach of the Rishash in Erevin, that's called Gimel. Rishash says, Goyzes has to be something that, if you cut off your finger, that's Goyzes. That's not Goyzes, rather. Goyzes is only something that would, when it cuts off, it goes back. You cut off your ear, it goes back. Cut off your nails, it goes back. It's something that is not, that's a part of you. It's something that's not part of you. It's something that will grow back later. You cut off your finger, that's, you cut off a chilk of you, not something that grew out of you. The Goyzes is something that came out of you, not something that is part of you. So it's like Rishash. Doing me to this malach, also numerous are going to go to a similar malach, is that the getter of graces is something that's muter from the goat, something that's extra, that comes out of the goat. Because the Mishnah, the Adonaisa, the Sansoyim, the Vavrom, they all say the getter has to be something that comes out of the goat. You hear it comes out of the goat, you know it comes out of the goat. There also the chelik of the goat. Something that's a chelik of the goat, that's not graces, that's cutting apart your chelik, you yourself, that's you. Graces is something that's not part of you, chutzpah gufam, something that's outside what you are. So, fine, this is one getter of graces. Again, it has to be something that either goes back, or maybe something that is not part of you. Another get of graces, as the Shogun of the Pais would say, has to be the derech to do gezizah to it. Something that's there for you to remove in that aspect. The marshal, by the hemo, how would you remove the hair from the hemo? So says the Shogun, you remove it, dafka with the kli, not the yad. If you do it with the yad, you go over to an animal, and you pull off its hair, it's a shinoi, and therefore it didn't do that. However, by a bird, you go over to chicken, you pull out the hair, the Ramon Ibn Ezra and Timonei says it's something that's various, even though you may have a head with the Ellis, we shouldn't do it, I'll stop on Chayim. But for my if you do it, it is a derech, and therefore you chayim for on Shabbos, even to do it b'yad, and certainly if you do it b'kli. So it comes out, when something's b'chayim, by the hemo b'yad, you chayim b'kli, not a derech, you falter. Masha'ikin o'if b'chayim with the life, say b'yad, say b'kli, you chayim. What happens with the behema after it passes away? Is there Toilish blocking it, are you even Isma Torah or not? Sech Chaz and Chayotim and Mishpura pass in this way, that the behemoth switches from Mechaim to Miso. That even though Mechaim is there, but only to do it with the Kli, help up the Miso when it passes away, and if not, be there, even Miyad, and to be an Isma Torah to pluck out the hair of behemoth on Shabbos. Atzad Hashani, the Rosh Hashanah disagrees, they come back for different rites and different Rishonim, and the Sefer Zichrei Torah Smosh, Simchat Gilon says only to do a Sefer Machni Yisrael also says only Din Dira Balon. Slight Ayah is Ruot Machni Yisrael, the Chavetz Chaim, Ruot the Zichrei Torah Moshe, the Chayotim. Those two say Yechayim Osamat, or accompanying Rias, they write in their own Torah that only Din Dira Balon. Kashat Tzorachin, why Motim was Vesu within themselves, wrote in the Sefer. By the Maitis Macholi, the Poitkim, numerous Rias, the Kam, the Kam. If by the Behemo, the Din is the Osamat Torah, if you do Toilish after passes away, but we do know, we do see by a bird, Lukuli Amal, Lachon of all office, when you pull out feathers from a bird after passed away, it's also minatariot. Only by the aim of the shell does it switch. By a bird, about it also is a minatariot. If so, in fact, they discuss too much by skin. You're sitting at a shop table, or yeshiva, and you receive a piece of chicken with feathers inside, cooked. Now you're not even listening to grazes by taking out the feathers from the chicken. We see the law is clearly that something passed away or was alive. This is the Isser of graces. By a bird, the din is even by Tarlish, even with the hand of the Isser of Tarlish. You tell me that by the aim of the Dira Hala could be fine, but most people, when you get chicken, chicken is a bird, chicken should of course be a bayah of taking out the feathers from the Shabbos. Are you allowed to take out the feathers from the bird on Shabbos? So the Pesach discussed the essence from three separate malachas. They discussed from graces, they discussed from the malacha of butter, disconnected, and then discuss from Lofa Amalachek, from smoothing it out, making it smooth. So first is off the end of verses, the Sefer Zayas Ra'anam, he starts off with this Indian, and he says people are not Nizir, and Avadi has to tell people to be Nizir, the Mamash Oivar Nizir. He says, according to Shitim Lofa, She'en Tzuchel Gufa Eschayev, according to Vuta, Eschayev not Toyo, to take off the feathers from the chicken. He says, according to Osh Lofa, She'en Tzuchel Gufa Eschayev, of Shimon, Potter, find a Klam Jabot, but Avadi cannot do on Shabbos. Shabbos is in the Avonim or in the Eisot. Light Yaman is not as Yochid, it is brought down by the Ur Chaim that way, the Mishas has passing goes this way, Hamud and Daniel, the Dasarit, Masham, Tal Oris, Yishuas Chokmo, and better they want him dying that way in the Mishas Chinuch. The Mishas Chinuch has a cloud, they want to say, say something that's not the door to do Gizizo, the Chilim Mutter, not to the Gizizos. Not that, he says, it's all not cutting off a finger of an animal, a lot of that's not the door to do Gizizo, therefore, you're not dying for it. Says him in Chesinah Bingurayo. He says people when they have chicken on Shabbos, how even when it's cooked, how can they cut off the poultry or the drum, whatever, rip it apart? I even it's some glazes. Must be it's not the death of Gizo. What's the right? If you want to tell me when it's cooked, it's different. We'll get a place and say when it's cooked, it's different. So what's your right from being from a piece of chicken that's cooked? Cooked is different. So you see the Minchas Chinuch also seems to be one on the side of the oysters. The even it's some glazes, even after it's cooked, only he's saying to remove a. Let's say the whole drumstick from it, that's not the derech zizo. The derech zizo to remove a feather that is a derech with chayim, even when it's meat, so the derech is hopefully to remove the feathers from this dead chicken. I mean, if you don't eat that way, the Chura, to do on Shabbos, according to the Mishnah, should be even nisr. They've also Shmir Shabbat, because it's when he's Machmer, the Kavachayim is Machmer, Nishmer Shabbat, the Salem, and again, numerous Paiskim, I think mentioned 13 Paiskim, they hold, yeah, even Issa of Grazes when you move the feathers from the chicken. Now, Atar Shein, I think Roy Paiskim must be Makel, because Roy Paiskim, numerous Paiskim are Makel, they have numerous forests. Yeah, if you want, it's a direct, it's a Nova Oroch, the Chetas Yeshua, or El Diskin, Taisa Su'eim, Mechetas Yisrael, Mogan Yeshua, Chazuta, Hatzvi, Ksa Yeshua, and Amoshin, onwards. See the list on the page, I think the 24 names on the page, they are the Mice of the Makel. Mice of the very place seems to be Makel. Shalom, why? Why is it Makel? They have good time, what's Bechayim? It's a Grazes. What's Mises? It's a Grazes. Why should cooking make it to be any difference? Why should it be any different at all? So, they are mentioned for the Svaras they bring down. What Svaras is, Stam Hashem, you have to know by Eichlin in general, what Malachas apply to Eichlin and what Malachas do not apply to Eichlin. We come across numerous times in Shabbos that there are no Isser of Malachas of Eichlin. The Marshal, they discuss the Isser of Mechatech. Can you cut a food to a set size? No Isser of set size, Mechatech by Eichlin. Therefore they want to say the same thing by Grazes, or the same thing by Ma'abe, or the same thing by, again, different Malachas they discuss, Makapach, the Malachas says, I want to say there is no Malachas, there is no Isser of Grazes for Eichlin. Just like we see by other Malachas, by Mechate, Makapach, or others, there's no Isser of Malacha. Who do they want to know by Grazes? It's food. Food doesn't apply to the concept of Malacha. Malacha is doing something creative. This is eating, this is not a shaykh to the concept of Malacha. You do have to ask the mitzvah, why should they make a chiluk whether it's Eichlin or not? Which malachas do say by, for example, Vayna does apply to Eichlin, Kaita does apply to Eichlin, Vayna does apply, Eichlin applies, that's my colleague's medicine. But there are numerous malachas that do apply, some don't. You have to know which malachas do, which malachas don't. The Sefer Menachos Asher wants to say, the one cloud I want to say, is the Seder of Tzemer to the Rias, that whole time Seder, those 13 malachas do not apply to Eichlin. He wants the whole time Seder doesn't apply, because making Urias, that's no concept in the Eichlin. Finally, Yishlein, if it's true, it works out. Might say, one malach they want to answer, that the reason why you can, as a Moshe goes, others want Taino, why can't they take out the feathers? They want Taino, this far, as Mogen Shaul and our three want to say this far. The second far, when Moshe himself brings down, and others say this far, is that what is cooked, it's considered as if it's ready to polish. Since it gets weakened by its shavish, and even though it's not disconnected, might anyone go over to it and pluck it out very easily, you not need a cleat for it, it's very simple, and it has to get as if it's being polished. Even though it's not polished, it's physically connected, and therefore Minchas Asher wants a Taino. Who cares if it's weak, but might you want to say it should be altered, and see the place we want to answer by others, by the cooked chicken, they don't go this far, but the Mekilman Taino, since it's right now Shvach week, you can take it out on Shabbos. There's no Isser, it's Kitolish Tommy. Right now it's not Tolish yet, it's Kitolish Tommy. Get this Amoisha Svara, I know Svara, because Pastor, but Amoisha, you were supposed to want to say this Svara. The third Svara they bring down is that there's a concept, interesting concept, places, and that I give them in Shabbos says, by case of Kreitzer, for Insur, for Eitzim, if you don't need the Eitzim, Napshat, it's Malacha Shinsu Kugupai, it's not Malacha, sort of a Malacha. These are one time the same thing, but you don't need the gziza. No one wants in the mitzvah of gozes, not for the hair, not for the chicken, not to come to miap for the chicken, not come to beautify the chicken. We're coming just to get rid of it. In the case of, not in the case of Lakosh into Lugufai, it's ain't circle gziza, then, just like Kaiser said, ain't circle kaiser, it's not to the malachal, ain't circle gziza, it's also a sign in the malus of the malachal. So it's like the Moshe and Unumis Afren also. A fourth mouth I want to say is that when you make it into something to be eaten, then not only does it turn into oichel, but the skin turns into nothing and goes up being a patch of art, and the whole thing becomes to oichel. It's all the same thing. You're not disconnecting the cyrus from the art, we're disconnecting oichel from oichel. A lot of you disconnect oichel from oichel. That's not the mice of glazes. Glazes is disconnecting the art to the feathers. Here we're turning to food. It's food to food. It's all the same thing. It's all one entity. There's no mice of glazes. But then as far as, again, we see the anonymous question of Avin for all these foreigners, and then those are one be Mekel. The Maitha, to Mekel, Yishayin, how would the, again, two other foreigners, two other shadows, different lockers you have to work out. Another locker is the Matek, smoothing out. When you take off the feathers, it comes smooth the chicken. So, how can you do that on Shabbos? So, the call is, in the Amon, and the Simon Shin Chavalos, just like we said before, Ein Mimat, Ein, there's no Issah, by grace of Oichlin, someone will say, here's Claude, unfortunately, Amon says, there's no Mimatek by Oichlin. The Ramah ends off, Malach will tell Rachel, therefore they talk about, let's say you want to take your tuna fish or your eggshell to make it smoothen out, so about to make it in the motif, Eichel. However, Malach will tell Rachel. So here, I have a mathematical book, if you want, but says the Pesachim, you want to take a Pesach, a mathematic, there is no Isser. Except, says the Laharis, not there is one time an Isser, let's say it gets. And you're coming to take out the feathers, not with that vehicle. The only reason why the mathematics of the Pesachim is because that's you can eat it this way. You don't have to make the tuna fish into this size. You can eat it any way you want. So you can eat it any way you want, there's no in the mathematic. Here, if you would not serve it, you'd be embarrassed to serve it, the chicken with feathers upon it. And let's say you're the one person made it, and you're coming to serve it, you're embarrassed, you take me out, you won't serve it that way. That's because of a mathematic. Can now you come to smooth it out, and you have to smooth it out, or else you won't serve it. In such a case, that's why it's not in the Kelly phase, and if not, it will be a bayah of a mathematic. However, it can bayah, they discuss the placing of this fire. What happens, separating the cellulose from the oracle cellulose you take out with your hand, even though it might be, if you do it with your hand, it's quite even this is the ISO. So a count is if you're even truly okay in Simon Lamed Dalit, he is making numerous two of him. However, command all the places to prepare effort, they're all mathem with Tadbayr. They're all mathem with Tadbayr. And therefore, they get about exactly how to get around the Isra'bayr. But it's not in terms of very simple. And if Mami, when you just take out the feathers, you have to take part of the skin with it. Then, as people in the love of the fire, they know if you take out the bone with the meat, part of the meat with it, no Isra'bayr. Same thing he says to do with the feathers. Well, another answer, Moshe says, what you should do like a chilo, says you should eat the chicken, put it in your mouth, and once it's inside your mouth, take out the feathers. Moshe says, yeah, sure, if you can't do it that way, then you can let me do it on the altar. Why? We learn the altar of the fire, you'll see numerous places can say, yes, only this much, that right before you eat it, disconnect the feathers, or even the bones, or other cases, you shall be listening to a chilo to even take off the feathers right before you eat it. That means, again, either you have one eight, so take off the feathers with part of the skin, the chilo should be inside your mouth, if you can't, because that's what it's moist to, then you do it mamash la altar. Now, just to go back to the svara we said, the second svara before, and we'll see numerous cases, depends upon this svara, we said a svara that if someone disconnects, so something that is right now, shvat, the connection, is ketolish tummy, and therefore you can remove it on Shabbos. That was one svara of why the feathers you can take off on Shabbos, because ketolish tummy is already disconnected, even though right now physically disconnected, but shvat is ketolish tummy. That's one svara. So first, where this svara come from? Let's try to understand the svara and what the chiddush of this svara is. One is the case in Simon Shemem in Sebeis, turned out a first time the Yabelis, a wart upon a person. So the Machabe says also to remove. Says Mishnah Berurah, if it's wet, it's connected, it's lackless, it's alive, then it's a deraisa. However, let's say it's dry, it's yavesh, it's mamish, there's no connection, it's worth the diet, but medicless parech, it's made to crackle and break off, then it's a deraisa. And we have a case that the etzem is ketolish, very shvat, there's no connection, so being with the fall off, still says Mishnah Berurah, it's a deraisa. So we have this far already, that's ketolish jolly, but yet we see in life that it's not. I mean, is that up my prior? Have it not more to still the tinder up on a second case I bring down? David says, Simon Shinchokhet, it's just Laman Aleph, it's my Gemara, that's like Dalam Beis. The Gemara there says, the person has Tziporim, he has a nail, and let's say Roim of it came off. Or he has Tzitzim, he has a, I think, cuticles in English, he has a skin on the side of his nail, and that Roim of it came off. The Gemara says, to take it off on Shabbos is over this to but Malkam Tsar is mutter. If it's right off, and Malkam Tsar, it says the Gemara is mutter. Says Mishnah Berurah explaining why. Because if it's right, it's off, conclusion, Daniel. Says Mishnah Berurah is katolish. Explains to be Alakha, what is else is katolish? Why the seal of Yannick Meguf? It won't be nourished anymore from the Guf. So you see, it comes up from the Mishnah Berurah, again, the same as Svara, katolish Tomlin. Yet still, it's an Isidur Abbanon. However, Malkam Tsar were Mekel. So we have two cases of katolish, but still Isidur Abbanon. First, to finish off the case of Tziporim, let's say a person's rove his nails off, or rove his tzitzin, his cuticles off. So the Gemara there discusses which way, what is rove. The Gemara has says when it's rove, it's called with tzadlamayla tzadlamata. If it goes up, it goes down. If it's one way, it's chayiv. And the other way, it'll be, in one way, it's also on Shabbos, one way is more than Shabbos. Which way? My point is rashing places. One says away from the goof, one says towards the goof. If it comes out, either way, if your, let's say, your cuticle is being peeled from you, according to Rashi, one way is also, according to Rashi, the other way is also. Well, also, what do you do? Mechab is machmer. The Mechab says, since according to either side, Rashi is also, or Taisha is also, therefore, there's no way to remove your tzitzin on Shabbos, even though it's right, and even though it's mokum tzai. No way to remove it. The person discussed that this is by tzitzin. What about by tzipirin? Last time it happened, the people have the nails. It doesn't hurt that much in your fingers, but on your toes can do it a lot. The nails are cut rave. the person disconnected on Shabbos, is the din it would be matmi the mechaper? Is the din adapted by sitzin, but sipurim anyway that's roi because sideways roi because it can disconnect on Shabbos? Or no, it's like a matmi sitzin, who did sipurim? I thought you slashed in places, it'll be matmi both ways. So it's matmi chayotim, the kids are aware, they bring it down, they sell off a sitzin and sipurim, and we get involved the shayla of what malach is roi to say sitzin, only sitzin, it sounds like sipurim is motor. And chayim noach, because shulchan says before, that way, that if it's only but only by tzitzin will be matmah and not by tzipara. Therefore, it's worth out by the Shmei Shabbos Gulchosa and the Yom Zilber and the Ofer Shabbos and the Misha Shabbos and the Ofer Shabbos and others, they want kind of, and the heter, the Eichami, by tzipara, it is motor. When it's roi, it will be motor. However, at Tashani, the Shelech Osi or the Shelech Shabbos Chav Kinyashki, they kind of, they want to be right to it. That's what Shlomo Zalman said, he's also fast-tracked upon it. As the steam of the Gemara, the steam of the Choyskim, and the various different Choyskim we showed him, that seem to say that the side by Sitzim, the Mechavah is being Machmur, and side by Tzipporim, the Mechavah is being Machmur. The person cannot remove it if it is off even the Mokum Tzar. Now, the person wants to say, if you want to make it a Machoykis, it's a Dindu Abbalim, why? You just said before, and what this Roy is the Kushim Dalim. So therefore, even if you want to say it's Machoykis, it's a Dindu Abbalim, certainly, and you can't make it by Tzipporim when Rebit comes off. So again, we went through two cases of Kedushin Bami. One is a case of the Abelis, and one is a case of the Tziparim. A third case the Paiskim discuss is what about a case of Kaskasim? That trip in the head. Can you remove it on Shabbos or not? So first, the Metzias, where does that trip come from? So if you read in the articles, they write that that's in your own skin, and the skin is shed for once a month. It's partial sheds like even the skin on your body sheds, except you don't see it, it's very small, very quick. But dandruff basically is when it sheds either too quickly if you have a bad case or easier case, depends what they have. It always sheds, and it depends on the materials, how quickly and how your body works. That's in its skin that came dried off on your glove and came disconnected. That's what dandruff is. So on Shabbos, can you take it off on Shabbos? Is there a good use or not? So rather that the rights we're not talking about, why? It's rather it's dried up. It's not much the case of your abelis or tzipurim, it's not being unique at all anymore. It's good. Who are not talking about Isidra, right? So, only talking about Isidra Abalim. So, certain guys, the Shiva, a couple guys came over to me, they said that Isidra Abalim, Eisenstein, they said about this water. Why? It's not connected, it's not mere, it's just sitting upon your head, the body you can take it off. So, they told me that Abalim said about Matthias that way, and the body can take it off. So, I went to Abalim, I spoke to him, they told me to go back and tell people that even though it sounded that way that he was not talking about that. He was talking about when the dandruff is on your head, not on your scalp anymore, but on your head, the body says, yes, that's not a chelik. It came off your scalp and came onto your ear. That a body can take off Shabbos, that's what the place can say. Well, when it's on your scalp, what's a shayla? A body can take it off. That's a body, and this is the abundance of grazes. Another thing that's saved to us on Lopez, he is in this in Karelis. If a person can take off kaskasim that's on his scalp on Shabbos, and he's being down with his kurel, his mutter. Why? Because my sixth is on your head and not connected. Sefer Chut HaShani, Chel Beis, which in this case looked over everything, right over there they hold the Isidra Abam. So I'm not sure how it's from Lachas quotes from saying mutter. Chut HaShani says, it says, but again, it's from this kurel, he says there's also Isidra Abam. So my sixth again, so not from anyone who quotes him, not sure what anyone says this girl, but the Shani says also. And my sister, Shmir Shabbos, the husband, and the Zach of Hashem, or a Falk, of Mishnah Shah Shabbos, they write clearly that Echonami and even Issa of Grace of Jalam. Why? The passion is again, even though it's conclusion dummy, it's already going to fall off, it's going to come off today, the next day, the day after. But my sister, so it's connected, it's not different than the Abelis award that came to it off. It's still a part of the group, and it's not fall off yet, it should be an Issa Jalam. Agamda is one safer than Nishma Shabbos. He wants a tiny, it should be more turned. He says, Allah, the Maitre should be more turned. It's the words are, why? Kvans, Yaishu, Lagami, Drive, Lagami, Pasach, Yusai, Exclusion, Mo'aydim, Hamas, Conclusion, Mo'aydim. Yishlaim, why exactly it helps? Again, we saw from Saiya Bella, Saiya Tiparim, Conclusion, Mo'aydim, Mahura, won't help. It should still make a dinner upon him. The Maitre, again, is Nishma Shabbos, he is Makel. However, again, Numa's place can go one with the Shmir Shabbos and seem to say, the Cholopagos, you should be even this job on him. Another example they bring down, what about a person has a sunburn? What happens is his skin after a while starts peeling. Can a person peel it on Shabbos or not? So it's brought down in the Sefer Torah and Lachos that the Shlomo Zalman, Orbach, and the Missing Karelis, and the Zach Lashon will all be saved, the Maitre, it's a Dindir Abonim. Again, it's right off. Conclusion, Oimdim. The cycle side, it's still connected to your group. If it's Oimdim, Dindir Abonim. Does bring down the Yisra Oivert, the Torah and Lachos, and the Oivert said it's Motor. why he was Mekel on, why the Noivet and Shmir Shabbos and Machma and Tefkasim on Dandruff was Mekel on Sunburn, I'm not sure what the chilek between the two is. Of course, the same exact thing. One is bottom in this case, the bottom came dried off. Bottom in the Nami. I don't know why he's Mekel on Sunburn and Mash Eken on Tefkasim. So, beer. Well, more cases discuss don't the same concept. The first one says he has dry lips. On Shabbos, can you take it off? So first, when he does, let's say he takes it off with his fingers. He says in the Rabbanan and the Raisno, but the Halacha in Simen Shel Mem and Seveis, he says even though when a person disconnects things, has to be beklei to be chayiv, but suddenly it derech to be biyad, echam yichayiv biyad. Therefore, it says the Halacha, if you take it off with your fingers on Shabbos, your dry lips, it's in the Raisno, or even Isra Min HaTorah. So what about if you take it off with your teeth? A lot of people bite into their lips and take off the skin from the lips of the teeth. The Halacha does not say this case. So the Sefer Chol, Mishum Sopi, Kvayez HaShailah, the Sefer of Simcha Bottom, and Arivi Abodim, that's from the right, and Echnami take it over the teeth, is also Dinder Aizom. Why, that's a Derech. From Aizom, people take it over the teeth, that's a Derech. You're even Dinder Aizom. However, Lachura, if it's dried out, it's Yavish, depends how much, but if it's Mamash Yavish, it's not be Yonik at all, Lachura, not Dinder Aizom. You left the Din of Yavish, Kitzushim, Oindim, and you left with the Isidur Abodim. Fast, because we went through already six cases that it's Kitzushim, Oindim, and again, there are some cases the person will be Mekel Lagami, but the Allah should be Isra Abam from all these cases. Again, one case we said was by chicken, that our person will say Kalushim Oindim, Agam, there are other reasons to be Mekel, but this reason again, from Kbir Washri, Ahead of Kalushim Oindim. A second case we said the Yabelis, a word, Mishabu says Dindir Abam. A third case is Tibarim, also Matosh Allah is Dindir Abam, unless it's Makam Tsar, and the Khamul Mekel one's right. Fourth case was Shakashim, Bukhur, a person will hold this, the apostles take over on Shabbos. The Kavana, the scratching, the placing the scars, as in the Avdoshim, it's Kavim Sigration. Sigration is the Abanon. However, the one that's over here, you have two Abanons. It's Kavacha Yad, and also it's Yavish. One of Yavish, the Jerome Bosom. Once they have two Abanons, say by Kolom, and another Sefer, they both want to tie them, it should be Mutter. Sefer Kolom is off the Shabbat. They want one tiny, you have two Dinja Abanons, and they put Mutter to scratch Yad and Shabbos. Now, if we go to the call, do you want to go to the call now? We go to the call of Sigration and Nicholai. You see, in Kamat, numerous cases among the Paiskim, Matek, Mishdebru, and Simon Shinlam and Zain, Sikon, Bez, and Sikon, Yod, he says to do two Da'abot, like Achila is also. So even though, you see, there are two swarms which do say you can scratch his head, but like Achila, there's no other tzirif, no other real tzirif for it. It's a tzirif, and Islamic Mishu is Makel by two Da'abot. You see that numerous times. But stop, just a scratch, you know he's going to come out. And no real tariff for it. In economy, again, the two swarms say it's mutter. But who, if you go to the call of Sigration, of course, should not be mutter. Of course, should not be. If you attack Omel, again, you have self the team, because Mishabu himself will also be mutter by the call of Sigration and Nicholai. Again, another case before, again, Sopar and Lachor should be even this job on the sixth case, we again, the case of your lips, take it off, be this job on to the diamond Shabbos, and before even with the teeth, be this job on. Now, just to speak a little bit about taking off your, let's say, your skin on your lips, to get to Shabbos, and also to get to during the week. First, this called interesting Shiloh, if you can eat a person or not, some Shiloh, five different sheets of mockery showing them, but income, mockum, like the one Simonite test, you're passing to Issa Deraisa to eat a person. The more passing like the Ramah Shita, Issa Deraisa to eat a person. Therefore, the Gemara says, the Hulun, the brought up by the Rambam, the Gemara also in Shabbos Kuches, that Oisem Kibisareim, a person's skin is like his butter. Says the Rambam, what does that mean? Says the Rambam, Bein Matumo, Bein Lachilo. Just like you cannot eat your butter, you cannot eat your skin. You eat your skin, you're even Issa Deraisa. That means you have skin, let's say, cuticles on your finger, and you bite it off and you swallow it. According to the Rambam, you're even Issa Deraisa. Not getting involved, you have to wait 6 hours or not, without getting involved in Shabbos. Stop, you're even Issa Deraisa if you swallow your skin. So, the Ben Ishchai, he writes, he said the person should be very careful during the week that he should not bite into his skin. Why? Because he said it can be left in your teeth and you can end up swallowing. So the Ben Ishchai, be very careful, not, he said don't swallow. He said don't bite into it during the week because it can be left inside your teeth, so you end up swallowing it, and you're even into the right though. But the Kabbalah Chaim says the Chumri Yisrael and the Ben Ishchai, one main reason because he passed like a Mechaber, there's no Issa Deraisa of eating a person. But fine, but certainly us, the Ashkenazi passed like a Mechaber, is it Issa Deraisa? Of course, even buy it during the week. We have this Ben Ishchai, you should not buy it during the week, and the Kabbalah Chaim brings it down. The Kabbalah Chaim says, nothing is wrong, why? Certainly can you come rock like Shabbos to bite. If you always bite your skin, your nails, or you're talking about your skin, you always bite your skin during the week, you end up biting your skin on Shabbos, and we don't even listen to the rest of the reasons, or maybe case of one, machine or Yishlam, the cases, we don't even listen. Als de case again, de case door Ben Schai en door Kalachayim, other than one being down, again, it's talking about buying stam skin. You should not do it during the week. Two reasons, again, one you might swallow it, or one you at least it's a good to come local to it on Shabbos. Now, you talk about skin, don't say what skin. What about the skin on your lips? The chub is the same exact thing. If you bite into it, you're going to end up maybe coming local. People will do it during the week. It's a habit, and everyone knows, if anyone does it, they come very local to it. You do it on Shabbos, you push your oven nisr. Again, they'll hold on their eyes, they'll be oven nisr. And therefore, a person should not even do it during the week. Now, is there an issa of swallowing the skin on your lips? Well, like, people will say, how can I eat things if my skin on my lips are dry right now? If I eat, eventually it'll come to the side and I swallow it. So that's how Kiyevsky, the Sikha says, there's no issa on the skin of your lips, on the red part. Because it says the skin of your lips is a skin of mokum below, so Magaya feels the tefillah, and it's hidden into mokum inside of you. And just like you have blood inside of you, and there's always having blood inside of you, the skin on your lips that you end up eating, there's no issa of eating it. There's no issa. Only the skin, let's say, on your fingers, all places, the issa there is. But it's on your lips, the same of eating it. Therefore, a person should not bite into it during the week. Now, because issa of eating it, we should not bite into it during the week. Why? Because you can't struggle to do it on Shabbos. But that's the Indian of skin of your person to go. What about your nails? Okay, first also, again, sign of Shabbos, sign during the week. So a person, can you bite into it and chew it, his nails during Shabbos, during the week? So the Shabbos body now after, if it's a grazes, but it's during the week. So you do it, the Chaznish is brought down in his Minhagim. In Dinim and August, the Chaznish saw someone biting into it, and told him, after Mechal Shabbos. In fact, you do it during the week, you Mechal Shabbos. They explained all the day in Dinim and August, why? Because you welcome to it on Shabbos. You do it during the week, you welcome to it on Shabbos. Chaim Kineskin, Shel Shab. Also, the exam is Goyim Chil Shabbos. The person does during the week, he's welcome, he comes, Goyim Chil Shabbos. Therefore, it's a Nishma Shabbos. Let's say you see someone on Shabbos biting into his teeth, into his nails. Should you do anything about it? So you have the right to make a mafar against him. Tell him, take your fingers out of your mouth, say the next way, cover it, whatever, with a lot of the cloth. You have the right to make a mafar and tell him, take your fingers out of your mouth. Now, fine, that's the end of grazes. What about the shell of eating it? Is there a shell of also eating on Shabbos? Or eating in general, is it the right? So the Issa Chaim Kineski, the person bite into it, the chash will swallow it. So he, in the Sefer Dovah Mashka, he writes, look, we're not choshish. Now, the Magia and the Sefer Dovah Mashka, the way how he understands it, he says to swallow your nails is it the right? Once it is the right, and he sends you to the Kaf, this Ben Ishchai, that's talking about skin, and he says, he quotes the Ben Ishchai by nails. Now, if you look at Ben Ishchai, he's not talking about nails, talking about skin. And the Shoyl, again, in Dalamashka, and he has over there, says, the father, you cannot swallow nails, it's the right. And he sends you this Ben Ishchai of Tziporim, which is not talking about that. Now, I think his father understands, the law is not the way that Tziporim, it's something that comes out of the goof, it's not a chilek of the goof. And therefore, just like the law is the Rambam is down, that a Tziporim, nails of a behemoth tummy, a chazer, the nail is hard, so the Rambam can eat it. There's no issur going with the chaz nail and eating it. We have a special drosha, or a zed kibisarayim. Mashakin, the nail of a behemoth is not chazer of the animal, it's a tzitzor, an outgrowth of the animal, and therefore you can eat it by behemoth tummy. People who by person himself, you can swallow your nails, there'll be no issur the right. And Ayesha Melton, he said, they say, oh, from Yashiv, and they found me a person who swallowed his nails. No issur. Once issur, I struggled off the Shiloh, so he kept asking me what I want, if I'm hungry, come to my house, come and eat, fine. I didn't get quite inside of him, but he tried to get me to come to his house and eat by him. But my wife, the law is, I love people, that there's no issur, the right of, no issur, I want all to swallow your nails. Just like, again, behemoth tummy, you can for a person, you can also. Again, what the same is, the little mask, he quotes the Ben Ishchai, he quotes the Ben Ishchai, he's still not his skin. And, Chaim says, like Hashina, it's very simple, like Hashina, the swallowing, because no issur. It might be another problem of going to the Shabbos, but will you, the Shoyl asked me, if you're going to fight it during the week, maybe, and swallowing it, like Hashina, there's no issur at all. But, to get back in the cases,
Pain.
Sorry? Pain. Pain is the rash and chuba, and it also down that eating here is also like a dry outgrowth, there's no issue eating your hair. Therefore, girls chew their hair or pears, whatever, there's no issue. Now, in the other day, in the end of the Simon Shin Gimel, over there it discusses, Shabbos, everyone knows, the fact that a person that comb your hair or brush their hair on Shabbos. Over there it says, you're not allowed to, and the Nashkelm say, why? Even Isser of Gazes. What the reason is, there are two different reasons brought down by Mephoshim. One is the Beis Yosef says, because even though in this garment, however, when the hair comes out, it's a great shit to nichle. You're masking, you want the hair to come out, it makes the hair look nice, so you have not inside yet, it's nichle. Another for the Rebosh says, and true mention, it's like that, you have to vomit to take out the hairs that are just disconnect a little bit, or the Yavkavara to disconnect the ears. So two separate svaras. Why is utter to a person to call Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, one out of Nichle, one out of Kavano? Therefore, the Lacha, if you want Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, what to do? As we said, you have to have three tanoim. One is, first of all, you have to have no Kavano to remove the ears. The second klal is the person say, it cannot be a sick ratio. And the third thing, which Mishmur brings down, in the hall, it has to be a brush that's miyuchud for Shabbos. Three different things. Therefore, the store sells these soft brushes, that are not secretion, they have not come on to take out the ears, and the brush that's miyuchud for Shabbos, and it's not in Shabbos, it's mutter to brush your ear on Shabbos, no problem. There is this a place in this course, you mentioned a couple weeks ago about in the Vashetel. So, as grazes, the place can say no shaykh to the grazes, because grazes have to be dacked up from a balkai. Shekel is only not connected to its netting, and that is grazes no iser. However, they have all the mockets they gave to shekel, they want to answer it, they have the same column, it should be something else. Again, it has to be a brush from yuchel lekach, and it also should be an aspect ratio, and also should be without kavana removing the hair. Same getter they give, but for a different reason. Other cases also bring down, interesting cases of bring down, is what about the person, usually the older people, can they blow their nose, or let's say, take out from their app, things that, let's say, will cause them to remove thyroid from their nose, or can they connect themselves as well, and cause them to remove thyroid. So again, there was place bring down, that's also the Chamul Chaim Pelagi, and the Bereshchai, and the Kavachai, and Nishma Shabbos, Chodeshoni, they all went kind of even this. So Chodeshoni takes it that far, that even if you're misopic, it's a sick ratio, Lashavar, still it's also said from the sickerelates. Nice that Izzy, he's making because he's Lishpata, and they call him Segration by Nichla, he's making by one, like, even one drop on him, but he's making a little bit of the place. Can we see from over here, like discussing before? Of course, in this case, when you take out the Cyrus, we know it's Kura, Kilkul, it's Kalapayat, it's not the Derek who's doing it, or you go to bet also in the Kanaf, that's why it's two drop on him, but still the place can say Yamakur. Unless it's a Tzarek, or a real Tzarek, it's not easy to make. They discuss the same thing, let's say you want to get out the children that have, let's say, lice in their heads on Shabbos. Discuss how to do it. To use a comb on Shabbos, a brush, you have a problem of taking, you're not coming to move out the ears, only take out the kingdom, it's Kilkul and Kalapayat. So again, the placement says you should not do it again, but Makum Tzara, Tzara, the placement on Makul, but stop to drop on the column in the Mishabur sheet is, Lechachila is also, unless you have enough of a tzirif or enough of a reason to do it for. Another case is discussed, let's say you have a band-aid on your hands, you want to take it off, let's say wash your hands, walk this for a tefillah, so you take off your band-aid, what happens? Sometimes your hair comes off. Let's say you know for sure it is going to come off. If you don't know, it's in the Miskabit, it's not a secretion, Seder. But let's say you know 100% of your hair is going to come off. You have a problem with grazes, I need Kilkul Kalapayat. Again, the Ikka, the place can say, again, I think those same callers make it again, the Shnos way. But the Ikka, the place can say, you should not do it, if you don't need to, Makam Atzarech, Makam Atzarech, Adi Ikka. Another interesting case they discuss is the Gemara, it's brought down a lot of Hennemism in Shin Beis, that a person cannot look inside a mirror on Shabbos. Why? The Gemara, when they said, because it seems in those days the mirror that was sharp at the end, therefore, if you look inside the mirror, you will take your hair and cut it by the mirror itself. Therefore, the Gemara says you should not look inside the mirror on Shabbos. Now, what mirror we're talking about goes to Halacha, how the Mishmur brings it down. First, the Mishmur goes, Mechavavik goes, first of all, Dafka a metal, Dafka a metal mirror. Not ours, Kulchis, ours, the Klee's Kulchis, but any mirror made out of metal, you cannot look inside the Shabbos. One getter. The second getter, how the Halacha goes, it also has to be something that's sharp at the end. Let's say it's not sharp at the end, it has a frame around it, it's not sharp, you can't cut with it. There would be a lot of little for Michael. So that's two clothes, it has to be sharp, it has to be metal. So usually it's come out in a negeo. When is it a negeo? So they have two cases. One case, not again, not too much negeo, the Zach of a Shomer, a Fakor to Taino. Let's say you have a mirror that has connected to it, a brush or a comb. So since when you use a brush or a comb, it's a gracious to take your ears out, it's not worse than being sharp at the end, and if you cannot look inside that mirror and sharp it. One Kiddush. Not too much to get, but another interesting case to discuss. Can you look inside a knife in Shabbos? Look at your reflection. A knife is metal. A knife is sharp. You look inside your reflection, don't like it, you're going to cut something. Is it nickel, the gzeiro of Leifur, to look inside a knife of reflection on Shabbos? In Sushalo, the knife are Latina's Rachmer. He says you cannot look inside a knife. Why? Because this gzeiro, nickel, get it, look inside a mirror. Shlomo Zalman in the Shulchan Shlomo is noita to be mekel, but Maisel Tzorachin, Tzorach Mir. Just end off, we learn how to grazes. It's interesting that every time it comes across the Inn of Grazes in Lalopo, each time they get involved the Shaila of the Inn of Yefi, and about a man should not get involved with the Inn of Yefi. Moshe was discussed a lot in Simich and Beis about looking inside of a mirror. Mishmur ben Nice, it sends you to Isser for Yolbash, goes inside of the Isser of looking inside of a mirror on even during the week. And the get is the Chatzchila that I'm moving down the rat, a Chodosh should not look inside of a mirror. Why? You see, beauty, that's for women, that's not for men. La Lacha, all men today are allowed to look inside mirrors, because see, and however, a Chodosh should not look inside of a mirror. It's not for us men to get involved in on Yefi. The second time you see it, but in a combing your hair, brushing in Shabbos, again the Mechaber, and then there's some in Shin Gimel, says it also. One Mechaber says, what's in the Rivash? The Rivash says that to comb your hair, that you have Kavala to take out the hair. Why, says the Rivash? He says, we're talking about Shufs in the Yafkina, we're talking about the fools that stop combing the hair for Yafi. I'm not doing it for Yafi, it's talking about a person who has naps, we're talking about the hairs are disconnected a little bit, it's coming to take out a chasan in the head. But stop combing the hair for Yafi? No, those are Shufs in the Yafkina, that's Kashi, Kimpi, Kennedy. Well, another time we see my grazes in Simich and Mem, when the Ikal Allah of grazes, over here discusses taking out one white hair from black hair. And the Allah is it's also, and says to Mechab himself, but even though he may hold also, why is it Yubish gathers from the Isha? That's not for men, it's for women. Now maybe the other point, the us men, when I'm in the Yafi, we're trying to, Avadi should be respected and dignified and be, look, presentable for other people. The Maestro, we're not for Yafi. There's an interesting Gemara about Basra, about Tazayin on Bay, the Gemara that says, Ashrami, Lepodot, Zacharim, fortunately those who are sons are Zacharim, Oilo, Lemisha, Bonov, Nekavis, who all those to whose Bonov, whose sons are Nekavis. Respect, Sir Nafarnim, fortunately those Bonov are Zacharim, say there. Oilo, Shabonov, Nekavis, who all those whose sons are daughters, what does that mean? So then I watch the show, the Kagrov is speaking, he's giving most of it to Oilom, and says, what does that mean? He says that men over here in Shul, they talk during davening. They come against the girls, all those who are born of, who are thought to act like girls. It was terrible, says, no, you're sending Mabba Basra. The Gemara Babasa doesn't say the Chaim again, he's a brother morale, he's on safer right, Chabash al Ramah, but Akub Shamaral. Come and say who this person is. He's a Pshat, the Gemara, a tight trizar, that sometimes men are like women, the beautify the front, they talk like them, they annoy like them. That, Oyin Loy, war those Misha Bob and the Kavis. That Pshat the Gemara. That should all be placed to Indian of Asher Mi Shabbat of the Chaim.
Shalom. כל הלשון מפיצה תקליטורים, ובהם שיעורים במבחר נושאים, במחיר 2 שקל לתקליטור, מכיל 40 שעות שיעור, כמו כן תקליטורי DVD המכילים כ-330 שעות שיעור. ניתן להזמין תקליטורים או תקליטורי DVD במשרדי כל הלשון 02-581-6622, או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני cdstrudel@kohl.com. אם ברצונכם לפתוח תחנה להתנת נגנים או להפצת תקליטורים, תוכלו ליצור קשר עם משרדי כל הלשון. ניתן לקבל בדואר אלקטרוני או בפקס את רשימת השיעורים הקיימת בכל הלשון. לקבלה בפקס, הקישו 03-617-1111, הקישו 0 עם הכניסה למערכת, ולאחר מכן 5 ופעלו לפי ההוראות. לקבלה בדואר אלקטרוני, שלחו הודעה ל-L שטרודל, kohl.com. שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי הרבנים במאמץ וביגיעה. אם ברצונכם לסייע לרבנים מגידי השיעורים או למוסדות התורה בהם הם מלמדים, תוכלו להעביר כסף ישירות לרבנים על פי בחירתכם. הוצאות אלו מוכרות לצורכי מס כהוצאות, וכן כתרומה מוכרת בכל העולם. תוכלו להתקשר למשרדי כל הלשון 02-581-6622 או להשאיר הודעה בכתובת המייל d.strudel@kohl.com. תודה וכל טוב.